Do you want to learn how to love yourself and develop self-discipline? Well, in this episode, we'll have the most powerful affirmations for self-love and self-discipline, along with tips and strategies to achieve your goals and cultivate a lasting sense of self-love. Stay tuned. Welcome to Season 4 of Meditating on Self-Love Podcast, the place for seekers starting or recommitting to a self-love journey, all about self-love and affirming your personal God-given talents and power. I'm Yara Rose, your host. Stay tuned.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome all my new and old listeners to another episode of Meditating on Self-Love Podcast with Yavros. Here we are with the 32nd episode of Season 4, Affirmations for Self-Love and Self-Discipline. Now, on today's show, we'll explore ways to become more self-disciplined on a self-love journey and much more. But before we get started, if you have a show request of affirmations or topics you'd like to see for the remainder of Season 4, please type it in the Q&A section of this episode, or you can DM me on Instagram with your request. Also, please share this week's episode with someone you know needs to hear this. It helps others grow on their self-love journey, and who doesn't want that? I'll wait. I hope you enjoy. Self-discipline can be defined as the practice of controlling one's own behavior, thoughts, and actions to achieve a desired goal or outcome. It's the ability to do what needs to be done, even if you don't feel like doing it. Practicing self-discipline can help you stay focused on achieving your goals and help you reach success. So here are 8 tips on how to practice more self-discipline in your life. Number 1, set realistic goals. Setting goals is the first step toward developing self-discipline. Make sure your goals are challenging yet achievable so that you will stay motivated to achieve them. Remember, if you love yourself, you won't create goals that are unattainable and that may make you feel like you can never achieve them. Number 2, track your progress. Tracking your progress against the goals you have set can help you stay on track and motivated. Number 3, break goals into smaller steps. Breaking down your goals into smaller steps makes it easier to achieve them. This way, you will not be overwhelmed by the task ahead of you and will be more likely to stay focused on reaching your goals. Number 4, make a plan. Make a plan for yourself detailing exactly how you plan to reach your goals. This will help you stay motivated and stay focused. Number 5, staying organized and following a routine can help you stay on track and avoid procrastination. Number 6, reward yourself. Set rewards for yourself when you reach certain goals. This will keep you motivated and help you to stay on track. Number 7, practice patience. Practicing patience can help you stay in the present moment and stay focused on the goals. And number 8, stay positive. Having a positive attitude can help you stay motivated and focused on achieving your goals. So practicing self-discipline can also be defined as keeping your word to yourself, and this comes from taking yourself seriously. I want to share with you an excerpt from my book, The 5 Stages of Self-Love, about taking yourself seriously. This excerpt comes from Chapter 8, and it reads, "There is a difference between perfectionism and discipline. There is also a difference between perfectionism and excellence. You are on the right path when you take yourself seriously and create moments that make your life more planned out, which allows you to be more focused and prone to fewer distractions. Striving for excellence is when you know you have tried your best and affirm that as long as you try your best, you can exhibit self-compassion. However, striving for perfection is like putting yourself in a state of being disappointed because no one can be perfect at everything all the time. Practicing self-compassion is not possible when you strive for perfection because the result is usually failure or success, which makes it hard for you to accept yourself in the moment of failure. Remember, the goal is always self-acceptance." End of excerpt. This is from my book, The 5 Stages of Self-Love. It's available on Amazon right now. Go get your copy. Now I'm praying for you, but even better, let's pray together. Dear Father God, we thank you for this time. We don't take it for granted that you are here with us. We come together from all over the world to take the time to learn more about ourselves through you. We seek to grow in our discipline. We understand that it starts with taking ourselves seriously. Lord, help us to be obedient to you, and through this obedience, we learn discipline in all the other areas of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, when we come back, we will experience affirmations for self-love and self-discipline. Stay tuned. Affirmations for self-love and self-discipline. To have self-control. I am worthy enough to have self-control. I am worthy enough to demonstrate self-respect. I am worthy enough to demonstrate self-respect. I have a clear vision in my mind for who I am becoming. I have a clear vision in my mind for who I am. Afraid of being alone. I am not afraid of being alone. affirm that by accepting God into my life, I am never alone. I affirm that by accepting God into my life, I am never alone. To take myself seriously. I am learning to take myself seriously. Respect myself. I respect myself. I value the time I have with myself and God. Myself and with God. I trust that God has an expected reward and end in mind for me. I trust that God has an expected reward and end in mind for me. I am creating helpful daily habits for my life. I am accomplishing goals from the vision I have for my life. I am patient through the process of establishing self-discipline. Process of establishing self-discipline. I am proud of myself. I am proud of myself. Join me in the repeating of these affirmations. I am worthy enough to have self-control. I am worthy enough to have self-control. Self-respect. to demonstrate self-respect. I have a clear vision in my mind for who I am becoming. Afraid of being alone. I affirm that by accepting God into my life, I am never alone. Accepting God into my life, I am never alone. I am learning to take myself seriously. Respect myself. I respect myself. I value the time I have with myself and God. Trust that God has an expected reward and end in mind for me. I trust that God has an expected reward and end in mind. Helpful daily habits for my life. I am creating helpful daily habits for my life. Accomplishing goals from the vision I have for my life. I am patient through the process of establishing self-discipline. I am patient through the process of establishing self-discipline. And lastly, I am proud of myself. Greetings, everyone. I hope you've enjoyed these affirmations. Now I have an important task for you. If you haven't yet ordered your copy of the 5 Stages of Self-Love book, I highly recommend that you do so to deepen your understanding and take your self-love journey to the next level. You can choose between a paperback or ebook copy of the book. The ebook copy allows you to get instant access right away. I invite you to stick around to answer our journal writing prompt for more growth and development opportunities as you continue on your self-love journey. So don't hesitate, order your copy of the 5 Stages of Self-Love book today, and stay tuned. Here is this week's journal writing prompt answer. Take a few moments for yourself today to reflect on how you can practice self-discipline in your life. Write down 5 ways that you can challenge yourself to be more disciplined in areas such as your career, relationships, physical health, mental health, and hobbies. Think of specific things that you can do each day to practice self-discipline and make a plan to stick with it. You can take more than 5 minutes to journal. Just as a reminder, we have the 5 Stages of Self-Love book and the Day and Night to 90-Day Self-Love Affirmations Journal available on Amazon right now. Happy journaling.
Thanks for listening to Meditating on Self-Love podcast. Go right now and get your copy of The 5 Stages of Self-Love right now only on Amazon. You can follow me on Instagram at IamYaRose and at Meditating on Self-Love podcast. Thanks again, and until next time, I'm currently meditating on self-love. Have a good one. Go get the book.